Welcome all of the Darrell campus students, as well as those that are online by Roku, the internet. Amen. Well, this is Catching the Waves of Revival. And we're on chapter number 5, Catching the Waves. Amen. We started not last week, but the week before that, we start talking about manifestations of the Holy Spirit that can occur during times of revival. Amen. And I believe we left off with being slain in the Spirit. Being what? Slain in the Spirit. Okay, let's go.
In Revelations 1 and 17.
In Revelations 1, 17.
John fell at the feet of Jesus.
It records that John, the Apostle John, fell at the feet of Jesus.
As one dead.
As one what? Dead. I'm talking to them too. As one, they can pay attention. Revelation 1:17. The Apostle John fell at the feet of Jesus as one dead. Oftentimes when people are slain in the spirit, you know, they ain't moving. I mean, some people are out cold. Are you listening? Sometimes you could be slain in the spirit and you're not out cold. You're on the floor, but you can't get up. I mean, I've seen it. I said, I've seen it. I've seen things that are not normal. You ain't gonna find this happening in religious and traditional churches. Read.
In John 18 and 16.
In John 18 and 16.
The soldiers drew back and fell to the ground.
The soldiers drew back and fell to the ground.
At the manifested glory.
At the manifested glory.
In the name of the great I am.
In the name of the great I am. Y'all remember that? They came to get Jesus.
Right.
And Jesus, watch this, spoke with such power. Are you listening to me? Could you imagine being out there? Huh? All of a sudden this man opened his mouth, everybody go down. Come on, talk to me. So that tell you something, huh? They didn't take his life. Now, see that? They didn't take his life. You know what? They didn't have power to take it. He had to lay his life down. Are you listening to me? He had power to lay it down and power to take it up again. Go ahead.
Being slain is commonly less violent.
Being slain in the spirit is commonly less violent.
And may occur as a backward or forward fall.
And it may occur as a backwards, or forward fall. Now, I've seen this. Ministering at the altar, I think everybody going that way. Folk, knock your... Got to have them ushers in the right position. Don't let nobody fall on the prophet. Go ahead, read.
Some break out into crying deeply.
Some break out into crying deeply.
For a while.
For a while.
And then go limp on the floor.
And then they go limp on the floor. Go ahead.
Sometimes many people may be affected simultaneously.
Sometimes many people, when they're slain in the spirit, can be affected simultaneously. I've been in meetings where Apostle wave his hand and the whole rows of people just fall out. Now, y'all know when people see that, they think that's kind of, you know, it ain't real. So often like to tell people, you don't think it's real, come up here. You know, some people talk the talk, other people walk the walk. I like to tell people, I know I have power. Well, see, yeah, don't get mad. If you don't know you got it, then you ain't gonna use it. Are you listening to me? But we never use it, watch this, for vainglory. It's not to draw people and attention to me. It's to make them, let them know. Any man sent from God who's worked his salt got power. Oh, see, the kingdom of God does not come in word only. It comes in power. Are you listening to me? One of the greatest manifestations during the earthly walk of Jesus, he didn't need flyers. He didn't need the internet. He didn't need Twitter. He didn't need Instagram. Thank God all of that technology. But let me tell you something, when power is flowing, are you listening? When blinded eyes are open, when the lepers are cleansed, come on, when deaf ears pop open, come on now. We're in the generation where you will see these things occur on a daily basis. So you can't get the tripping about no condition nobody in, not when you know you got the power to deliver them. Oh, Lord. Go ahead, sir.
When this happens, the precise timing suggests supernatural choreography.
It's supernatural choreography
rather than mass hysteria. They fall off like objects under a domino effect.
They fall out when they're being slain in the spirit like objects in a domino effect. I've seen it. Are you listening? I've seen the Holy Ghost hit one person, jump over the next one, hit the other one. The other one must be, you know, they must have been spectating. You better learn how to participate. Go ahead.
At other times, being slain in the spirit, can result in violent manifestations. When people are being slain by the Holy Spirit, they can experience a tremendous surge of God's power
into their bodies.
Their experience.
An inner cleansing.
A deeper sense of purity arises.
Inside of their soul. Say soul. See, let me tell you something. We get the spirit. See, your spirit got everything. Your spirit was born of God. The Holy Spirit took up residence in our spirit upon the new birth. Are you listening to me? But we don't get renewed minds at the new birth. Oh, look at that. I know you sang the song. Look at my hands. My hands look new. My feet, they did too. No, you still got them onions and bunions down there. Then you're talking about, you ain't had no new mind, nothing. The Bible say you got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The Bible say don't be conformed to this world, be ye transformed. So watch this. This deep awakening of the Holy Spirit, only the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus can purge a man's conscience from dead works. Are you listening to me? God wants to have influence on our minds, our souls. Do you know God talk about the saving of the soul? That ain't your spirit. That's talking about your mind. Your mind ain't saved. That's why when you go to pray in the spirit, you're thinking about a biscuit. Oh, I tell you, you got to really train people. Everybody, that's, you know, when you start praying, you take you a while to get that. Huh? You think about work, what you're going to eat, where you're going shopping, where you dress at. Huh? Till you get caught up. Are you listening? All right, go ahead, sir.
They feel purified, purged, and cleansed.
Go ahead.
God consciousness. Become more aware that God is inside.
God consciousness becomes more aware that God is inside.
In a tangible way.
Go ahead.
The inner working of God's Holy Spirit. Becomes easier to identify. A spiritual hunger. They seem to feel a greater need for more. Of God in their lives.
Read.
There's a deeper longing for God to touch them.
A supernatural response in the body.
She felt in her body the power of God. That's in Mark chapter 5:29.
That's the woman with the issue of blood. Y'all remember that? The woman with the issue of blood. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
She says she felt in her body the power of God. Immediately she was healed. Virtue left out of Jesus and caused it to dry up right on the spot. That's what I'm talking about. That's God's calling card. Signs, wonders, miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost. I'm tired of ordinary church. I'm tired of people coming in one way, leaving the same way. What are you looking at me for? I'm trying to help you. Are you listening? I mean, we got to get tired of the same stuff. Same old, same old. Same song. Huh? Nothing happening. Nothing moving. Amen. That's why you better make sure when you go out, you sent. Else it's going to be you and your wife and two children. And one of your crazy relatives who's scared to tell you you're not anointed. Go ahead, read.
Our body gets quickened and revitalized.
Our body gets quickened and revitalized.
Through the power of God flowing through us.
Through the power of God flowing through us.
Educating our body to respond.
Educating our bodies to respond.
To the power of God.
To the power of God.
Until our body becomes so accustomed.
Until our body becomes so accustomed.
To God's presence.
To God's presence.
Will be a tremendous spiritual breakthrough.
Will be a tremendous spiritual breakthrough.
A revelation flow concerning their needs.
A revelation flow concerning their needs.
Some people rise up after being slain.
Some people rise up after being slain in the spirit.
With a key in their hand.
With a key in their hand.
To unlock the doors to meeting their own needs.
To unlock the doors to meeting their own needs. We need keys. Are you listening? Mm-hmm. We need keys. Put this in your notes. 1 Corinthians 2. See, but eye had not seen, ear had not heard. Notice it didn't say eyes had not seen. Notice it didn't say ears had not heard. Why does it not talk about eyes and ears? Because it's singular. Are you listening? Came in, God is speaking through his servants. Are you listening? But we get the things that God had prepared for those who love him. That's only revealed to us by the Spirit. Are you listening? The only things you will ever have in this life, never forget this, is not what the preacher say. Oh, Lord, I lost y'all now. What did he say? All that stuff Apostle just said? Oh, but he talks about something else. It must be revealed to you by God's Spirit. That's right. You can confirm and affirm how many confirmations you've had. How many times you confess and didn't see nothing? Oh, y'all won't talk now. You've been confessing for 14 years and it's still there. You need to tell somebody something wrong. Oh, Lord, nobody won't say that. No, Reverend, I got to. No, God is not interested in just confession. God wants you to have possession of your confession. I believe it don't take God all that long to do anything. All right. Amen. Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit reminds them.
The Holy Spirit reminds them.
Of his words and promises.
Of his words and promises.
That challenges their faith for breakthroughs.
That challenges their faith for breakthroughs.
Freedom from demonic bondage.
Freedom from demonic bondage.
Many receive supernatural healing.
Many receive supernatural healing.
While being slain.
While being slain in the spirit. Are you listening? Supernatural healing. While being slain in the spirit. All right.
The Lord does a work of surgery.
The Lord does a work of surgery.
As they open their spirits before God.
As they open up their spirits before God.
Many bondages.
Are bad habits.
Become broken during times of being under the power of God.
Are broken. During the times of being up under the power of God. All right, go ahead.
A deeper level of commitment to God.
A deeper level of commitment to God.
Those who have been regularly touched by the Spirit of God.
Those who are or who have been regularly touched by the Spirit of God.
And are being slain. Show a greater level of commitment to God.
They show a greater level of commitment to God.
Than what they initially possessed.
Go ahead, sir. What's
number
the next
five,
one?
Vision and visitation.
Number five. Now, this is talking about manifestations of the Holy Spirit during times of revival. So this one is what now?
Vision.
Yeah, don't be saying so low. They heard me ask it. I don't care if the people hear out there. Vision and visitation. Y'all notice who he think he's talking of. Okay, come on. Read.
During the supernatural manifestation of revival.
During the supernatural manifestations of revival.
People have their spiritual eyes open. To see angelic beings of Jesus in manifestation. Visions are released. As the spirits of men become highly activated.
Firstly,
they could see a spiritual vision or spirit vision.
It is
a static picture.
Notice what it says. It's a static picture.
That appears like a flash of light.
That appears like a flash of light.
Lasting only for a brief moment.
Lasting only for a brief moment.
This type of vision.
This type of vision.
Has no voice.
It has no voice.
And happens most of the time.
And it happens most of the time.
When the eyes are closed.
When the eyes are closed. Now, you know, I know people don't believe in all of this, but this is reality. God can show you clips in the spirit. My father, before he went to glory, I went to see him and he said, son, I saw you come up on the television screen. he said, you got some questions you come here to ask me. He said, I saw you come up on the television screen. You just popped right up there. And so you got some questions you need to ask me. And I sure had some questions to ask him. Are you listening? But he saw things. See, y'all get scared of death. Death ain't all of that. See, y'all, the church has made death like it's the end. Hey, but let me tell you something. They got people in full control. There y'all go. You can't stop a person from going if they want to go. Some people will tell you, I'm going. What you crying for? Y'all be crying for your doggone self. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, there's another side. The patriarchs, before they fell asleep, they didn't cry. They gathered the family and said, all right, I'm about to check out of here. I'm going to bless you, tell you what you need to do. That's what my father did. Gathered all his children around the bed. Told us every single thing that was going on in our lives. What we needed to get straight. Hello. Uh-huh. Y'all ain't never seen stuff like that. Are you listening? But it can be done. Told me not to pray for him. Told me don't quote no scriptures over him. Uh-huh. Y'all kind of quiet. See, I done had a talk. And I don't know why I won't leave y'all. But I'm going. Look at y'all. Ain't know what you're going to cry for. Man say he want to go. What you going to do? I'm going. Lord Jesus. See, God will show you things. I say God will show you things. God showed one of my nephews a vision of my father going to glory. That's a whole lot I can tell you. But I'm just trying to help you. These things are real. Are you listening to me? All right, go to the next one.
Secondly, the people may see an open vision.
People may see an open vision.
Where the natural eyes are open.
Look, where the natural eyes are open.
And yet the spiritual vision is seen.
And yet the spiritual vision is seen.
Superimposed upon the natural environment.
Superimposed upon the natural environment. Do you know what that means, superimposed upon the natural environment? That means your eyes are open. Are you listening? There's a natural environment out there, but the Spirit of God imposes a supernatural vision on top of it. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Read, sir.
The open vision. Is like a motion picture screen.
Is like a motion picture screen.
The vision has motion and actual actions.
The vision has motions and actual actions.
Are clearly seen.
Thirdly.
They may go into a trance.
Thirdly, they may go into a trance. Now, you read in the book of Acts, you see this. Peter fell into a trance. Hello. Y'all remember when that sheet came from the four corners? And in that sheet, there was all manner of unclean and clean beasts. And God said, Peter, arise, slay and eat. And Peter said, no, Lord, for my lips have not touched anything that is common or unclean. And God said, what I had clean. Don't you call common or unclean. God showed him that. Are you listening to me? When he fell into a trance. Read, sir.
A trance is a spiritual experience.
A trance is a spiritual experience.
That allows a person's spirit.
That allows a person's spirit.
To enter into the realm of the spirit.
To enter into the realm of the spirit.
The human spirit is given access.
The human spirit is given access.
To enter full into the spirit dimension.
To enter full into the spirit dimensions.
The human spirit does not leave the human body.
The human spirit does not leave this human body.
As this constitutes physical death.
Y'all understand that? That would constitute physical death. Are you listening? But read.
The human spirit enters and participates.
But the human spirit enters and participates.
In the spirit dimensions.
In the spirit dimensions.
As a person does in the physical.
As a person does in the physical.
And natural world.
And natural world. Now, you know, you read all this stuff, it seems far out, but in the ministry of Jesus, when Satan came to tempt him, have you ever wondered how he got up on this high pinnacle? Y'all ain't talking to me. Have you ever wondered how he got there? Had you ever wondered how Jesus, when he was on the edge of a cliff and all of these people was coming to push him off, he walked right through the midst of them? Do y'all read the Bible? This was a supernatural thing. They meant to kill him. And the Bible says he walked right through the midst of them. Oh, wow. Read, sir. Did you clip it right?
Yes, sir.
Yep, 2 minutes.
Got it. Right there.
Okay, hurry up.
Fourthly. In some revival experiences, a divine visitation can be received. This is the highest type of vision. Here the physical person is brought into the experience. Of relating with angels. Wrestling with demon powers. Or communing with the Lord Jesus.
Now that's some powerful stuff. All in the Bible. Y'all remember Jacob? Wrestled with that angel? Remember what that angel told him? I got to be gone by daybreak. Y'all don't remember that? What did Jacob say? I will not let you go till you bless me. Come on, somebody. When you gonna get like that? I ain't going nowhere. Are you listening? Until you bless me. See, these things are all in the Bible, but people are not reading the Bible. Zechariah went into the temple to perform his priestly duties. And as he was performing his priestly duties, he saw an angel at the right side of the altar. Mary. Y'all remember Mary? The angel Gabriel was sent to her. Hello? Angels. She had to see him.
Right.
He talked to her. Go ahead. It is through this experience
that the visitation of supernatural angelic beings are made manifest to us as literal beings before our eyes.
Go ahead, read.
It is through this experience that we have the manifested presence of Jesus. Visiting a man upon the earth. Through the divine enabling of the Holy Spirit.
You will find out that most people who have the apostolic call, called to be an apostle, have had visitations from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. There y'all go. Yeah, be careful if you won't see something. The devil can accommodate you. Are you listening? Now see, y'all don't want to talk here. See, that's the problem with the church. Everybody want to be spiritual. But watch this. If God want to appear to you, he will. Are you listening? It's as he wills. Don't be asking to see no angel. You might not. Lord. Well, y'all know Apostle was talking about people want to get prophecies. Y'all know they got churches like that?
Yes, sir.
Come on, talk to me. The whole meeting is full of prophecies that never come to pass. Why? Because they don't want the more sure word of prophecy, which is that word you got there. That is the surest. As a matter of fact, all prophecy must be judged by that book you got in your hand. The surest word of prophecy is that book. All prophecy got to be judged. All right, go ahead, sir.
The spirit beings are brought into the natural realm. And the person is given the spiritual enabling. To relate with these beings.
Y'all understand that, huh? God have to give you some strength to deal with an angel. Y'all ain't talking to me. You see an angel, you might have flight. Y'all understand what that means? I'm getting out of Dodge. Amen. That's why I say we can be in scary movies. Cause we that's okay. Well, once we heard the thong dunk, we gone. Amen. And we ain't dropping no keys. Y'all ain't talking to me. We ain't dropping no keys because we ain't curious enough to go to the house. All right. Go ahead, sir. The Lord Jesus has seen manifested
through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Relating with believers.
These supernatural encounters
are life-changing
as they present Jesus alive to us.
Go ahead.
These visitations
carries with them the awesome responsibilities
as well as supernatural breakthroughs
if we totally heed the purpose of such a visitation. Go ahead.
Number six, unspeakable joy and laughter.
Unspeakable joy and laughter. We talking about manifestations of the Holy Spirit doing what? Revival. Unspeakable joy and laughter. Now, we've seen this in the church. People just start laughing. I wish you would go follow them around. Some of them would tell you they probably had the worst day of their life. Came into that service and the joy of the Lord got into their belly. Hello. Made them forget about everything. Go ahead, sir.
This manifestation is often rejected. Because there's no biblical evidence that it did happen in the upper room.
In Acts chapter 4, verses 25 and 26.
The apostles came close to this revelation of Psalms 2. But not close enough to break forth. Into the laughter as in Psalms chapter... Psalms 2 and 4.
Okay. You gonna read that again so the people over there can get it?
This manifestation is often rejected. Because there's no biblical evidence. That it did happen in the upper room. In Acts chapter 4, verses 25 through 26. The apostles came close to this revelation. Of Psalms 2. But not close enough to break forth. Into the laughter of Psalms 2 and 4.
Now, y'all know everybody like, okay, line upon line, precept upon precept. Yeah, but holy laughter is real. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But here's something we don't do. And this is where the church make a mistake. Oftentimes when these manifestations come and are introduced into the body of Christ, we try to make a whole movement out of them. All right. Y'all want me to give you an example? I told y'all before it happened, and there are many other things I could tell y'all. But there was a time I was ministering. God say, take off your jacket and twirl it. Well, when I began to twirl my jacket back all the way in the foyer, the wind blew the doors open. Amen. Yeah. People began to fall out under the power. Get healed and delivered. Well, guess what I didn't do the next Sunday? I didn't tore my jacket. Because y'all understand, once things like that happen, what do people do? Okay, they try to make a move of it. Thank you, sir. The Lord, if you only twirl a jacket if God tell you to twirl a jacket. Are you listening? When holy laughter come up on you, that's the Spirit of the Lord coming up on you. Are you listening? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But we don't want to go to the church service. Now, y'all, they're going to get mad because we had it going on here in the city. Amen. Well, not this city, but where I'm from. I believe in holy laughter. But when you go to a service and you just going to sit and wait for people to laugh without the word being taught, we getting off now. Y'all don't want to talk to me up here. That's the reality. I didn't come to church to laugh. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by holy laughter. It's not what the Bible says, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Holy laughter was a true move of God. But we don't have to go to a service just to laugh. Oh, Lord. Okay, go ahead, sir.
It is a weapon.
Laughter is a weapon of your warfare. You want to make the enemy mad? Huh? When all adversity is going on in your life, laugh at him. Mm-hmm. When people think you're boxed in and you're not coming out of something, laugh at them. Are you listening? You got to know something on the inside before you see it on the outside. See, you have to know you're healed before you see it. Go ahead, sir.
Joy and laughter is a weapon of intimidation.
Is a weapon of intimidation
against the enemy.
Against the enemy. Did you hear that? Joy and laughter is a weapon of intimidation against the enemy. That's why when you're having a challenge or going through something, you don't want folk to pity you. Oh, look at y'all. You don't need nobody holding your hand. Act like you got what you say you got. Read, sir.
This supernatural manifestation is based upon the fact that Jesus has triumphed gloriously over the works of the enemy.
Over all the works of the enemy. Now, can I talk to y'all? You got to know how to conduct yourself. When they say, Jesus, your friend Lazarus is dead. Jesus said, I'm glad for your sake he was. How would you like a preacher to tell you that? My mama dead. I'm glad she for your sake. Like, what? Is this nigga out his mind? Jesus, your friend Lazarus dead. Jesus say, I'm glad for your sake. I wasn't there. Are you listening? Then on top of that, he stayed an extra day. Are you listening? Huh? Why? Why did Jesus conduct himself in such a way? Because Jesus knew things. Are you listening? Jesus wasn't afraid of a storm. Jesus already knew he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Jesus wasn't concerned about a storm coming on the sea when he was asleep in a ship, on his yacht. I'm trying to help y'all. There are things you got to know on the inside before you ever see any manifestation on the outside. You have to defy the giants. Go ahead, sir.
The church receives a revelation of God's sovereignty. And his overruling power against the enemy.
You know what God just told you? Huh? You win because you won. What did I say? You win because you won. That's why, watch what I'm about to tell you now. That's why. Everything with God is in the now. Never forget what I'm about to tell you. Everything with God is in the now. You're not healed tomorrow. You're not rich tomorrow. It's always in the now. God is the God of the now. That's why the Bible says now faith is. Now faith is. You want to know why not faith is? Because if it's not now, it's not faith. What does that mean? If you're not speaking in the present tense as though God has already done it, huh? You're not operating in faith. Because faith is now. Are you listening to me? I can tell from the way you talk if you really believe what you're saying. Because faith always have it now. Are you listening? So faith is when?
Now.
So you must always speak in the?
Now.
In the present moment. As though God has already done it. That's so important. Pay attention in class. Watch how you talk. If ever you God is going to do, that's not it. Are you listening? No, God has already done. Then take these words with you. If it's not now, it's not faith. And if it's not faith, you have not won. That's now spelled backwards. You won't read that in the book. That's Revelation. Hello, somebody. Oh, you ain't never heard that before. You ain't never heard that before. If it's not now, you have won. Are you listening? One mean the game is over. If you're winning, that means the game's still going on. Amen. You have already won the victory. Amen. So act like it. Now. If you have it now, what you crying for? Mm-hmm. Look at you. This is revival. See, that should cause you to laugh in the presence of your enemy. Intimidate him. Do you know sometime it have to look like you defeated? See, there you go. Did it look like Jesus was defeated on us? Uh-huh. Look like. But Jesus said, no man take my life. I gave it so I can take it up again. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up. Go ahead, sir. Read the next one.
We consider things as God sees.
See, we have to see things as God sees them.
And respond the way he does.
And we must respond the way that God does.
Before our enemies.
We must respond the way as God does before our enemy. That's why Jesus, when Jesus came from the mountain of transfiguration and went down there, and those other nine boys couldn't cast out that demon. Are you listening to me? Huh? Just say, bring him here. Uh-huh. You remember when Jesus told that devil come out? The Bible said the devil threw him on the ground and the boys started forming from the mouth, the eyes. Jesus wasn't moved by all that. Jesus knew when he said come out, guess what? He had to come out. Y'all are talking to me. All he was doing was putting on a performance. And that's what we've been doing in church, performing to cast out the devil, forming a circle around somebody. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood. Everybody plead the blood. Get the cross out. Anybody got no time for that? Tell the devil, get the hell up on out of here. And then leave. Oh, I know some of y'all think I'm just talking. I've went in the hospital rooms with the doctor in it, with the nurse in it, with patients who they said would die because death was in there. I would walk in there, not just on my own, by divine direction. Are you listening to me? And tell death, you got to get up on out of here and say out loud, and shall live and not die, and leave. Uh-huh. What you think had happened? They lived. This ain't no fake stuff. This is for real. Go ahead, sir.
God give us clarity of vision.
God gives us clarity
of the enemy's defeat.
Of the enemy's defeat.
And our triumph in Christ.
And our triumph in Christ. Go ahead.
Through his blood and word.
Through his blood and word.
And the empowering of the Spirit.
And in the empowering of the Spirit.
We can fully overcome the enemy.
We can fully overcome the enemy. Well, we'll see y'all for the next session.